You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a long time since Australia last won a one-day series. 2 years, in fact. Just 2 victories in the last 10 matches makes sorry reading ahead of the third and deciding match of the series against India on Friday. Australia captain Aaron Finch is in something of a one-day form slump. Despite having 13 one-day hundreds to his name, in his last 2 matches, he scored just 6 runs in each innings. Finch says he needs to return to his usual aggressive style in order to turn his form around.
It's just a case of just getting through that initial part and I'm probably looking to put a bit of pressure back on the bowler. I think at the moment I've just been a little bit tentative in my thought process and in my footwork at times. So I think it's just about going back to my natural game and just letting that flow and finding the right rhythm.
This weekend also sees the Women's Big Bash League semi-finals decided. There's the prospect of the two Sydney teams, the Sixers and the Thunder, reaching the season decider if they win their respective semi-finals. The Sixers take on the Melbourne Renegades on Saturday afternoon. Before then, the Sydney Thunder tackles the Brisbane Heat. The WBBL final will be played on Australia Day, and Thunder all-rounder Nicola Carey says if they both make it through Saturday's semis, she's hopeful of winning the competition.
It's really funny with us and the Sixers. I think throughout all the seasons we've gone 1-1 in the season, and then we sort of haven't really come up against them again in the finals except for the first year, which we got the win. So yeah, definitely backing ourselves. If we get to the final and they happen to be there, I definitely think we can beat them.
Netball's Quad Series is a biannual tournament between 4 of the leading netball nations in the world. This year Australia takes on South Africa, England and New Zealand in the series, which is being held in England. After an opening round 17-goal win against South Africa, Australia's assignment gets tougher when the Diamonds take on the might of New Zealand's Silver Ferns. Australia coach Lisa Alexander says she learned something about her side from the win over South Africa.
I think I learnt that, you know, we're still searching for that powerful start, and, you know, I think what I learnt is that they were able to come back and they were able to chip away in that second quarter and get themselves back on top. So that's a good thing.
The match starts in London at 3:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. In the English Premier League this weekend, Manchester United takes on Brighton, looking to continue its winning run under interim manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. The Norwegian was a fan favourite at Old Trafford as a player, and after overseeing 6 successive wins, including 5 in the Premier League, many are predicting he may have done enough to convince the United board to give him the job full-time at the season's end. Despite that talk and the impressive win away at Tottenham last weekend, Solskjaer is playing down the speculation.
It is massive, and results like this against big teams, they do give you confidence. I'm just doing my job every single day here, and until the contract runs out, end of June, I think, is I'll have a holiday in there, so I'm not thinking about that whatsoever.
United's match against Brighton can be seen live on SBS from 1:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. In the A-League this weekend, the Western Sydney Wanderers begin round 14 at 7:50 p.m. on Friday evening. And at the same time on Saturday evening, the league-leading Perth Glory travels to Melbourne to take on fourth-placed Melbourne City. In the W-League, second-placed Brisbane Roar will look to keep pace with leaders Melbourne Victory when it takes on Sydney FC at 5 p.m. on Saturday. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.